I participated in this lockdown situation because I felt I remember that there weren't enough people, like, for the strategy. Like, I knew it was important, and I was so jealous of flying squads because I wanted to be a flying squad.
I know. I ended up meeting up with SRAM folks and doing the flying squad thing. And strategically, like you said, I think a lot of people want to do what's glamorous, right? And it's glamorous to be like, you know, like, we're just going to cause havoc and turn over garbage cans and, you know what I mean? And the truth is, I feel that message-wise, lockdowns are much more, like, strategically a better concept because it gives you time. Like, when you're a flying squad, you're moving. You don't have time to sit down. Like, you're locked down. If a reporter comes and asks you a question, you have, you know, an arsenal of things that you could say, you know, and make your message clear that I don't feel that this country is going in the right direction with the Republican Party. And, you know, you could have made taken a minute to made that point. A flying squad comes off, you know, and in retrospect, now I'm totally against flying squads. Like, at the time, yeah, it seemed very glamorous and whatever, but I don't think it's as useful as old-fashioned civil disobedience. Lock yourself down somewhere, chain yourself to something, and you're able to sit down and have a communication with the crowd in a way that you couldn't at a flying squad. And one of the things is, like, like I said, I feel like it's like slam folks were into, like, that seemed glamorous at the time, right? And in retrospect, I mean, I remember Kaye getting arrested for moving in D.C., and when she went back for the hearing, like, her message was so clear that she was supposed to get community service. The judge was like, normally I'd give you community service, but it seems like you're serving the community pretty good. The message was clear when people were doing that kind of stuff.